continuing a transition to 24/7 policing and committing $400,000 to bridge maintenance are some of the key budget items proposed in the District of Souk. It all adds up to a 10.53% tax increase for 2024-25, the equivalent of an additional $147.12 for an average assessed property. Souk Mayor Maha Tate said the municipality's tax base is not as diverse as some others. 83% of our property taxes comes from residents, she said. We don't have big industry or a big commercial tax base. We're trying to grow those, but it's largely households. The challenge for us is that 1% of added tax only generates $100,000. The budget proposals were developed after more than 1,000 residents took part in Souk's annual budget survey last year, and will be presented at an open house on Wednesday, running 2 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at Souk's Municipal Hall at 2205 Otter Point Road. Tate said that while there is already 24/7 response from Souk RCMP, the intent is to transition to a more complete service of not just responding, but proactively boots on the ground. That would include more patrols and other services, she said. Bridge maintenance is a big consideration, as there are 11 bridges in the municipality, Tate said. The Connie Road Bridge, Todd Creek Bridge and Phillips Road Bridge are designated for attention in a recent budget summary. Also with transportation, there is a proposal for $150,000 to go to the Patch and Pave program, with crosswalk improvements and streetlights up for funding, as well. Design work on Charters, Ella and Phillips Roads is being put forward, as is a transit exchange on Wadams Way. There's also working with the province for Highway 14 corridor improvements, Tate said. Representatives from the Ministry of Transportation will attend Souk Council's meeting April 8 to discuss priorities for Highway 14. In the area of parks, green spaces and the environment, budget proposals include putting $15,000 into rain, storm water management and $100,000 into the annual playground program. Playground equipment breaks down over time, so it needs to be replaced, Tate said. Within the wastewater plant, we've done extensive work to stop stormwater from flowing into the treatment area. Hiring another bylaw officer is also being looked at, she said, and there will be the usual community grant process that provides funds to a variety of organizations. J. Bell at TimesColonist.com.